This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you, getting some good react to the Jalen Knoll interview, including people sending in what their favorite steakhouse ensembles are. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, my advice to Jalen Knoll. This is advice I give every rookie. Don't try to venture into barbecue Twitter. It's a lot, man. You might
reverse
go on asking, I want to reverse sear a steak. And 90% of your replies, I want to reverse sear a steak. Do you have any tips? 90% of the replies are, no, you need to use a completely different technique altogether.
Yep.
And here's the thing about sous vide or whatever. Yeah, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. I just asked a question.
That's right.
Everybody's an expert on barbecue Twitter.
That's good advice. Really good advice. Someone says, how is a ribeye blue collar? Literally the consensus best cut of steak. I don't know. He mentioned filet mignon first, and per ounce, filet is fancy schmancy. So that's why I said it.
I wouldn't have said it as rudely. I think that ribeye is largely considered a lot of people just, that's their go-to.
Yeah.
It's like the best blend of flavor, tenderness, fat content, and all that. Yeah, there's a lot of super fancy ribeyes you can buy.
Yeah, for sure.
Flank steak would probably be the most blue collar.
Flank
steaks where you're like, you got to marinate it a while and everything. Yeah, if you're talking genuinely, if we're breaking it down socioeconomically, I ate a lot of flank steak back
flank
in the day.
Flank steak is blue collar.
When
that's
I wanted a lot
call.
Of protein and wanted to eat steak, I'd soak some flank steak in a baggie for a while.
That's a good call. Didn't think that would be the thing I said that resonated the most on the text page, but text page gonna text page. Ribeye mashed potatoes or butter red potatoes with asparagus or roasted Brussels sprouts. Yeah, Brussels sprouts.
Asparagus might be the oddest vegetable in terms of, like, I don't think a lot of people really like asparagus unless it's with a steak.
Yeah.
And then it's awesome with a steak.
Right.
So I guess that's just a good pairing. I have no idea. I know a bunch of our listeners know exactly why and will tell us.
And I'm sure they will tell us.
I don't like you show me an asparagus spear and I'm going to shove it into an orifice on your body unless it's next to a steak.
Next to a steak and then I'll kiss you.
Yes.
Lobster mac and cheese and cream spinach, best sides. I agree with, I don't even like spinach. Well, of course, cream spinach is not good for you. Regular spinach just by itself is good for you. I like cream spinach and I love lobster mac and cheese. The problem is you've got to take out a loan to get lobster mac and cheese. It's very pricey.
I don't like, I love me some mac and cheese and I love me some mashed potatoes. There's something about eating it with a steak where I usually just feel like it's a little too much.
Yeah.
I feel weighed down too much.
I
a lot of times I get the steak and no sides at all. Just nothing at all.
Yeah.
And I just like, you know what it forces? I just focus on the steak and I mindfully eat the steak. Bit by bit,
yeah,
undistracted. Brandy's on. I put Brandy on mute for a good 20 minutes.
This is what I was trying to think of when you brought up flank steak. I'm like, oh, there's one that's below that even that begins with a C, and someone says, "Don't sleep on cube steak."
Oh yeah,
poverty beef is what the texter says. Poverty beef. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Keep texting in 713-572-4610. MLB Network. Had a conversation about the Astros. Brian Kenny with Ron Darling and Bob Costas making an appearance on the studio set on the MLB Network. And this is Bob Costas and Ron Darling talking about Carlos Correa and the acquisition of Carlos Correa.
A return to a more competitive environment. The Astros are in it, and it's an environment he's familiar with. You know what's a good stat, or will be a good stat at the end of the year? Teams that benefited most from the Twins' fire sale.
Yeah. You know? Right.
When a team like clears house, a lot of times you say, wow, those are a lot of excellent players. How come they weren't winning? If they had all these good players, how come they weren't winning? You put them all together. I'm torn on Correa because, again, his rate stats, Ronnie, are there. And now he moves to third base, a little less demanding because he's got the foot issues. Where are you?
Well, I think he was signed in Minnesota, right, to bring a championship there. He's a championship player. It didn't work out. I thought Alex Bregman needed the new challenge and needed to be away from Houston just as much as I think Correa needs to be back in Houston. Mm-hmm. I think he will level off and be able to play third base. Not only that part of it, he will be with a fan base that knows him as a champion, a fan base that's only seen some of his greatest moments. And you can pick apart, certainly, he's had some down regular seasons. But in the postseason, there's not one you can look at which was not great.
And that's a point you brought up several times since the trade, Seth. It's October Correa that you're really acquiring here. Now, the Astros, of course, find themselves in a dogfight for the division right now. You got to get to October in order for October Correa to be activated. But I believe in what Costas said at the beginning there, because the lead into that was that Correa hadn't really been good this year in Minnesota. He's had, really in Minnesota, he was there for all or parts of four seasons. Two were good and two were bad. I believe in that, though. I believe that Carlos Correa feels like a guy, Seth, who adapts to the environment that he's in. That for whatever reason, the focus, the level of competitiveness, and the ability to do the little things to affect big-time winning get enhanced for Carlos when he's in an ecosystem like the Houston Astros.
You know what's interesting is that in Minnesota, he wasn't nearly as good defensively as he was in Houston. And, you know, this year, the sum total of it is that he hasn't been as good defensively. The move to third base is going to have some hiccups here and there. He had an error last night. But all of those, you know, his age, his size, his injury history, all of those things were probably starting to take a toll on him at shortstop. So I wonder how much it helps him offensively just being in a little bit less physically taxing a role at third base over time. And then the environment, at least so far, may have just been a real shot in the arm for him. Yeah. But as they alluded to, a huge part of Correa is just that, I mean, when he gets to the playoffs, he's as steady as they come. We think. He hasn't had as many opportunities in Minnesota as he had back in the day with Houston. But I kind of think of Travis Kelce in the playoffs. Look, Travis Kelce is not the same guy he used to be, you know, week in and week out in the regular season. But I don't know if you guys watched the Texans playoff game last year.
Pretty good.
But Travis Kelce was he was a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
So Correa, I still trust that Correa is, you're going to get the very, very best version of Correa in the playoffs.
Yep. Agreed. All right, here's one more from the guys on MLB Network. Again, Brian Kenny, Bob Costas, and former pitcher Ron Darling. They just marvel at the way that despite all these injuries, the Astros just keep on winning.
Yordan Alvarez has barely played all year. Jeremy Pena was great, and then he was injured. They keep winning.
They do.
They're still on top in their division despite losing all these people. When Yordan Alvarez, who I think is going to be taking batting practice soon, if he's in the middle of that lineup, and now Correa's back, and Pena's great, they're formidable.
Yeah. How have they done it? Luno and Hinch gone. Dana Brown comes in. New guy in the dugout. There's some secret sauce within that organization. They just keep, and no matter what happens, I mean, they've been decimated by injuries this year, and they keep rolling along.
All right, Bob, where are you going with that?
Yeah.
Have they done it?
And then he pulled out a trash can and a hammer and just started hammering a trash can.
Yeah. Come on, Bob. What are you insinuating there?
I thought it was a little disrespectful just how he skipped over Dusty Baker and James Click like they never existed. Like, hey, you know, Luno and Hinch are gone, and now you got Dana Brown here. If Dusty hears that,
they did win a World Series in the interim and went. They kept going to the ALCS every single year.
The next time he sees Bob Costas, Dusty Baker is going to choke slam him through a table.
I feel a little bit indignant about that. The same way I felt indignant when people acted like when the Astros won the World Series in 2022, they acted like, oh, look, they can be good even without all the other stuff. Like, they've been good every freaking year.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've been to a couple of world. What are you talking about? Yeah. Oh, now because they won a game seven instead of losing a game seven in the World Series, now this is confirmation that they right. can actually be a good team.
Yeah. Yeah. It's silly.
This is why people hate your sport.
There was, you know, him, Bob Costas talking about, boy, and when you plunk Yordan Alvarez back in this lineup, there was something the other night, Seth, on Monday, about being in the stadium when they did lineups, and it was, and maybe some of this will wear off as it gets done every night, but for whatever, the first time when they were introducing the lineups and they're introducing Jeremy Peña, Carlos Correa, and Jose Altuve, 1, 2, and 3 in the batting order, I got chills. Like, yeah. it was real, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, keep those three right there, and you plunk Yordan at 4 right after that, and that feels like one of those things. Like, man, I can't wait for them to announce the lineups, because we never thought we'd see Carlos Correa back in an Astros uniform, and now here he is, plunked right down in between the guy who he mentored for a couple of years here, his heir apparent, Jeremy Peña, and then following him in the lineup is the guy who he said is the biggest reason he's excited to be back, Jose Altuve. That was really cool.
It was almost, remember when the Spurs annoyingly didn't age? They kept being good.
Yeah.
You're like, well, listen, these guys are all going to get old at some point.
Yeah.
And they got old and they kept being good.
Yep.
You're like, well, Tim Duncan, he's 97 years old, isn't he? Yeah. Ginobili, well, he's looked like an old man for a year. Yeah. And they kept being good. It was almost like if the Spurs had actually been dismantled for a spell and then came back and just kept on being the Spurs again. That's a fantasy I've got built up in my mind.
Oh, that
right
would
now.
Be beautiful.
I'm opening the door for George Springer next year.
Well, I mean, those Spurs, to use that as the analogy, the one thing, all those old guys you taught, you know, Tony Parker and Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili, they went and found Kawhi Leonard, you know, to keep that thing. And similarly, the Astros have found Hunter Brown, and they traded for Yordan.
Jeremy Peña.
And Peña.
And that is where, because when they brought Correa back, my first thought too, you know, when you're trying to be as objective as possible is, okay, am I just a sucker for sentimentality here? Because the old, whatever saying you want to use, you can't go home again, whatever. It's just, it's never quite the same if you're just trying to bring back all the greats from the past. Mm-hmm. I think that there is something to it. You don't have to put a number on it or anything. But I also, on the other side of the coin, I've enjoyed that booing Bregman is kind of a thing now.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't expect it to be a consistent thing. I kind of thought the first time they booed him was almost like we got it out of our system. We gave you your tribute and everything, but now we're booing you. But I think Bregman's going to get booed every time he comes back to Houston.
Okay, I have two thoughts on that. One, it probably was exacerbated by the fact that he hit a home run in his first at-bat against the Astros. Yeah. So immediately he is affecting games. Number two, you know who probably enjoys it as much as anybody? Alex Bregman. That's who. He doesn't care. I don't think his
mom was soaking it in last night.
Oh, was she?
He got a hit and she was up like shimmying in her jersey.
Oh, good.
Everything kind of, yeah.
Good, good. Like, that's the thing. Like, man, Alex Bregman gets it. I think Alex Bregman is affected zero. Alex Bregman is not standing in the batter's box with you people booing him going, but all the things I did for charity.
It feels like an affectionate booing, if that's a thing. I feel like it's almost kind of like, yeah, we're ribbing you, buddy, but you know.
No. You know what's a good reason to boo him? His salsa. Alex Bregman, I love you. You are the author of many a great moment for me as an Astro fan. Your salsa is not good. Sorry.
It's a soupy mess.
It's very watery and not very tasty. I think you're amazing. I think you're incredible. I think you are a great Astro, one of the all-time greats. And I still deep down root for you. I will not stand twice for you at a game in a standing ovation. I'll only stand once, not twice. But Alex Bregman, I think you're still tremendous. But I think your salsa is watery mess, I think is what you just
sus
said.
Sus, right? Is what the kids would say.
It's sus at best. At best, it's sus, yes. Chicken, okay. Text message. Sir, I'm taking your number down and I'm going to call you today and I'm going to bring you to therapy. Chicken greater than steak. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. I don't know about that. That's sus right there. Chicken greater than... Where are you on that? You look like you might like anybody's chicken food.
And food preferences, people trying to act like that one food is better than another food because that's what they prefer. Yeah. I generally, I just hate that whole genre. That's what I hate.
I do too.
Now, listen though, Sean. Yeah. Immediately when he says chicken is better than steak, you're probably thinking of chicken breast, which very difficult to pull off a good chicken breast. Right. You got to be a skilled. Look, let's be honest, everybody. Most of us can cook up a steak that's just fine.
Wow.
You try to do chicken breast, you got to have some skills. You got to put some time and effort into that.
Well, it needs accompaniment. You know, I like chicken parm. You know, but you need breading, mozzarella cheese, and red sauce for that. You know,
one of my favorite things to get at a barbecue place is turkey. I love barbecue because they do it better. It's more tender and it's tasty than when you get turkey elsewhere. But I'm not gonna, I don't think it's better than any of the red meat. But no. I could see if somebody liked turkey. I could see if somebody liked barbecued turkey better than other barbecue.
Yeah, no question. I mentioned that I'm interviewing Lakin Tomlinson. Native Jamaican today after practice, middle screen Texan. I'm here with Biggs, guard for the Texans. So, Fatty, that's what I want to ask him about. If for people who don't know,
The affectionate insults. The affectionate nicknames. It's kind of like the booing of Altuve.
Yes.
When you were in Jamaica, you were impressed by the fact that if somebody's heavier or whatever, they just call him Fatty.
They call him Fatty. They're like, yo,
and it's not an insult.
Yo, Biggs. Yeah. So I got to see. Maybe I'll just call him that and see what happens and not preface it with anything. I'm here with Lakin Tomlinson. Yo, Fatty, how are things going in the offensive line room? And just see what happens.
You know where who kind of gets away with that too? Or some of the people like in the UK where a Scottish guy could be like, oh, look at this, because my brother played rugby. So he played with a lot of Euros and then a lot of, Australians and everything. But like, so many times I'd meet one of his friends and be like, oh, look at you, you big fat C word. And I'm like, am I supposed to fight you now?
Yeah.
Like, oh, no. That's your affectionate observation
of
me.
Man. Yeah. That's it. So I'll give it a try today. We'll see what happens. Is this Texan basically being showcased like a Rolex at a pawn shop right now? We will discuss. We'll tell you who it is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
One guy who is battling to make this team, battling, doing everything he can to make the team, who I would have handicapped it that he would not make the team, or I should say would not be a Houston Texan come week one, because I think he's got trade value, is John Metchie. Here was Davis Mills after the game on Saturday, the loss to the Vikings in week one of the preseason, in which Metchie was the team's leading receiver, 5 catches for 45 yards. He had a big 18-yard catch on the only touchdown drive for the Texans to open the game. Here was Davis Mills on John Metchie.
Yeah, Metchie's done a great job. He works his tail off day in and day out, and it's a lot of fun seeing a guy work that hard and come out and produce when he gets the opportunity.
Okay. And he had a really good practice. He's had a lot of good practices. Good practice yesterday. A couple of touchdowns against Derek Stingley in red zone drills, kind of one-on-one red zone drills, receiver versus DB. Where I'm at right now, Seth, with Metchie, my view on this is I'm rooting for him so that the Texans can get something of substance in return for him, maybe in a trade in late August.
It might end up being just a situation this year where, boy, you finally start seeing exactly who you hoped you'd get out of him. And we all know that he's had a jagged path on his NFL career because he had cancer and had to recover from it. But this year, the wide receivers room, especially when you factor in the special teamers like Braxton Berrios, who also is also a productive receiver when healthy too.
He's been good.
He can do some damage as a receiver. He's not just a returner. That this might be the year where, man, okay, it's all starting to come together for him, but there's just no room for him. And there's other teams out there that, and I know because as soon as I say this, usually the first response is, well, you're not going to get a second rounder from it. Right. But if you have to cut a guy, it's much preferable to get a fifth or a sixth round pick for him. And I think as much as he's being targeted and how much he's playing in the preseason so far, at least, there might be a little bit of a showcase element right now that they might feed the ball to John Metchie a lot, or just because he's playing well and because Davis Mills is comfortable with him and, you know, has a relationship with him, John Metchie might end up getting a lot of targets and put his best foot forward as in terms of trade bait.
He's been really good. I just start thinking of the numbers in that room. Nico Collins, this we know. Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, Jaden Higgins, Jalen Knoll are all, if healthy, 100%. Well, even if not healthy, because you got to bring them on in the season. You got to bring them on the 53. Unless you put them on season-ending IR, I don't even want to broach that. So let's just assume health. Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, Jaden Higgins, Jalen Knoll are all 100% locks to make this team, which to me leaves 2 to 3 spots. And if you keep three more, six is at the higher end. And a lot of teams only keep 5. 6 is at the higher end. 7, that 7th guy better be doing something other than playing wide receiver. For example, like Steven Sims last year, they kept 6 receivers plus Steven Sims, who's listed as a receiver, but his entire role was to be in the kick return game. That's what I thought Berrios was going to be, but Berrios has been really good as a receiver. And I'm not just talking about the touchdown he scored against the Vikings. At practice, he has been beating guys. He has been getting open. He got open yesterday and got overthrown. I can't remember if it was CJ or Davis. Overthrew him. He got open on a deep route, just a go route, like a stop and go, a hitch and go, and he went deep, and he was open by 5 yards, and he got overthrown. So you got those 4 guys that are going to make the team. They love Xavier Hutchinson. Braxton Berrios has played like a guy who deserves to be on this team. Justin Watson is an interesting one to me, Seth, because he gets brought up unprompted by D'Amico Ryans a lot. I think they like his pedigree of the teams that he came from. My guess is they probably like his blocking, too. You know, he's kind of got a Kevin Walter vibe to him. And so how important is that going to be in this system?
And they gave him – I think they also – They've at least alluded to guys having guys on the team who have championship experience and right. how much they like that. So Justin Watson having been with the Chiefs in the same way, you know, there's a certain element to C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I think they like that, a guy with actual NFL championship experience.
Yeah.
That and they gave him $3 million guaranteed, 2-year contract, but it was three. So it's not like he's just a journeyman that they signed off the street. They're going to give him an honest chance to make the team.
Oh, for sure, yeah. But again, it's also a dollar amount that if he doesn't make the team, it doesn't kill your cap. It's not like you can't go out and make moves. So it's Justin Watson is an interesting one because of all the things that the average media guy sees, and I consider myself the average media guy. I don't see the same nuance in things that a former player does in terms of just every little shred of what goes on a play. When I look at receivers, I'm like, is this guy flashing? Is he making plays? Justin Watson is easily at the bottom of that list when it comes to all these receivers. So how does that factor in? They're watching the film. I'm not, you know, so we'll see. But I know. There's eight guys. Like, one of these guys will not be a Texan. They're flat out, they're not keeping eight receivers. And Mechie is the one, to me. Like, how attached are they to John Mechie? You know, he's their guy. They know him. He's been in the building for 3 years. And he's had a really good camp.
If you go by, you know, sometimes I like going by fan sentiment from a guy's previous destination. Because for guys who are more fringe, I feel like for Justin Watson, there were a lot of people in Kansas City that always felt like, hey, don't sleep on Justin Watson. Hey, this is – oh, man, he does some good things, and he's shown up in some big moments for them. So whether it's the fact that maybe there's untapped potential with him, or just that he's reliable, or the his ability to block downfield, and all of those littler things, that might end up being more of the blocking downfield too. Because the Texans last year, 2 years ago, I thought the receivers were really impressive blocking. Last year, I think they still were trying to block, but they also had a lot of guys like Stephon Diggs or John Mechie who aren't bigger guys, and they're trying to block, but they're not going to get it done. There's a physical drawback there at some point.
Yeah, yeah. So this will be an interesting room to watch, the wide receiver room. You and Cecil, I saw the video drop that you had of you and Cecil talking about the overthrow to Cade Stover in the Minnesota game.
Yeah.
Which was very educational for me, again, the regular football fan who watches a play like Davis Mills overthrowing Cade Stover. I'm like, oh, Davis, he was right there. What the hell, man?
When I watched it, I thought initially it was an overthrow. And then when I went back and rewatched it after the game, I thought, wait a second, I think there's, based on the coverage that Cade Stover saw, I think that he had the leverage screwed up a little bit. So I asked Cecil Shorts about it because Davis Mills had almost a perfect drive on that touchdown drive. Unless you think that he overthrew Cade Stover. Yeah. So this is Cecil Shorts on that particular play.
Stover and Brevin Jordan on your left side. And what Brevin Jordan had was a simple out and up. And his landmark was probably in between about 5 yards from the sideline. The landmark that Stover had, I don't think he was on his correct landmark.
Okay.
So where Davis threw the ball, he threw it more outside. So Stover ended up like on the inside part of the numbers. He should have been either on the numbers or maybe even at the bottom part of the number. And that way he could have ran and jumped and caught the ball. That he threw where he wanted to be, away from the safety, right? Because you were right. He looked like he almost wanted to settle down or even thought about going inside. Like, no, keep getting width away from the safety. And then Davis would have put it in, it would have been a touchdown.
Yeah. I was taken aback by it, Seth, just because it's been so it was so uncharacteristic of the camp that Mills has had.
Yeah.
And he missed it that bad.
I like that explanation for it, for one, because I'm a dumb defensive lineman and I was actually right about a receiving thing. But mostly I like it because Cade Stover is still learning a lot of the nuances of route running and everything. And people always ask, like, what's so complicated about running routes? You just run the route the way it's drawn up on paper. Everything's adjusted. You've got landmarks you got to hit. And then you got to tweak it based on the coverage you're seeing. And Davis right there was trying to throw it to where Stover would be wide open and in no danger of the free safety, either taking a kidney or breaking the pass up or whatever it might be. Cade Stover will get there and he's going to get better at that. So I'm more encouraged that Davis Mills basically had a perfect first drive on that series, which was, remember on that play, Blake Fisher was getting beat pretty badly at right tackle. And if Davis hadn't just stepped up and thrown it when he did, it could have been a strip sack very, very easily. So the timing of the play was right, too.
Yep. Text message, Berrios absolutely deserves to make this roster. I agree right now. He's somebody I had not on the roster at the beginning of camp who I now have on my roster if I were to do a 53. At this point, I'd keep Berrios before Mechie and Watson. That may be the pecking order. We don't know. We'll see. Someone just texts in, I effing love this show. Great insight.
Yay!
I like that. I'm going to read that text every time. That's
we include Cecil in that.
Yes.
That was from our Believe in Texans podcast that Cecil and I did twice
a
week.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm really excited about it. 15% of the show is me trying to get a 101 level education on route running and all of those things.
Cecil's great, man.
Cecil's really good at teaching it. He really breaks everything down simply.
I did the post game show with him for two seasons, and he's tremendous. He's a really, really cerebral football player.
You know he's coaching at Lamar High School now.
Lamar on West, not Lamar Consolidated down in Richmond. Lamar over there on West.
Yeah.
Oh, no
kidding. He's still the vice principal at
Second Baptist.
Second Baptist.
Yeah.
He's also a coach in high school.
That means he's right in my neighborhood. Oh, Cecil, if you're listening, Cecil, come over to Lizards after practice one day. We'll break
down
some film.
Why don't you tear yourself away from Lizards and then go over and give a motivational speech to the team?
That would be silly.
And then claim responsibility for any glory that they achieve.
Okay, now you're talking. If there's some way that I can glom on. Do we know how good Lamar's going to be this year? I don't want to glom on to a loser. Cecil, if you're listening, text in.
Yeah, I don't know where they are exactly is for them.
Right, right. Like if you could have the greatest motivator ever walk over there. If they're a 4-win team, they're a 4-win team. So Cecil, how good's the squad looking? Then I will make the all important decision to peel myself away from the bar. All right,
and possibly gamble.
Yes, can I get down on some underground action on Lamar High School? Insider info. All right, Payne and Pendergast. Hey. As long as we're talking about Davis Mills, question that was getting kicked around a lot out of practice the last couple of days, especially on the heels of Mills leading that touchdown drive. Where does Davis Mills stack up amongst backup quarterbacks these days? I've got the list of guys that are perceived to be better than Davis Mills by some. I think I feel better about Davis Mills than a lot of these guys. Where does he stack up? How many games could you win if Davis Mills had to be your quarterback with this team and this defense? We'll discuss coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I Payne and Pendergast with you. Seth's cracking up about something right now.
That's just, you know, you and me, Sean, we're pretty open about our, you know, our efforts to stave off irrelevance by, you know, learning about what the kids are doing.
For and, sure.
You, know, you took a course in AI just to try to keep on top of where you should be going and everything.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to be on TikTok a little bit more, and I don't know. I don't understand that app at all, and yet I can't. I love it, but I don't get it. I don't know. I was just on some thread of videos of women turning themselves into a Buffalo 10, which is what passes for a 10 in Buffalo.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yes, and it was women kind of just like wiping the smudge off their face.
That's what I wanted to ask you. I've taken
a piece of chicken wing out of their teeth.
That's
and then
awesome.
Smiling at the
okay.
camera. Yeah.
Is it accurate? You grew up in that part of the country. Is it accurate?
Rochester's a little bit more refined than Buffalo. Rochester is the area where the yeah.
Rochester.
Yeah, Rochester's like we're the hot chicks of upstate New York.
I got you.
That's what
okay,
we have.
Yeah. That's quite the competition you got going up there. Yeah.
Buffalo, it just looks like they just got off a 12-hour shift at the coal mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rochester is a little bit more refined.
I got to find these TikToks, and then I'll be useless for like a half hour later on today. This was D'Amico Ryans. This was from Monday, his press conference. He had a chance to go back, look at the film, and obviously he's watched Davis Mills perform throughout camp as well. This is D'Amico Ryans on Monday after the Texans lost to the Vikings a couple days before on Davis Mills.
From Davis, I saw a guy in complete control, and that's what you have to have at that quarterback position. I mean, talking about controlling the huddle, controlling the line of scrimmage, the communication was flawless, and that was indicative of the type of drive that we had. Like, there were no miscues. Davis was able to work his way methodically down the field, making great decisions with the football, getting us in the right run reads, just all across the board. Couldn't be more pleased with where Davis is, and he's just continued to grow. Every single year he's grown, and he's been a very valuable asset to us having him.
It's funny. I still see people, Seth, you know, understanding that Davis Mills is having a great camp. I still see people like, oh, it's a good thing he's having a great camp because, boy, that could be a valuable trade asset. They're treating Mills the same way I just treated Mechie in the previous segment. Like, oh, no, like you need a good backup quarterback in the NFL, especially if you're a team that actually aspires to something this season, you know?
Yeah, yes. And it's funny because people have all different kinds of philosophies about the backup quarterback and its importance. Yeah, the old quote from Peyton Manning's offensive coordinator, can't remember his name right now, forever
Moore,
there.
Tom Moore.
Tom Moore's famous quote was, we don't take reps with our second string quarterback because if we lose Peyton, we're effed.
Yeah.
And we don't practice effed.
Yeah.
And I think that some people approach it that way. Like, all right, who the hell cares? All is lost if you lose your quarterback. From myself personally, I always feel like if you lose your quarterback for four games, you want to be sure you can go for 500.
That's
you want to be sure you can go 2-2.
That's
and there's a lot to be said for that.
Yep.
And these days. So the sweet spot, Sean, the sweet spot is if you can find yourself a guy who's a good backup quarterback but doesn't necessarily have the self-esteem to demand greatness for himself, like a Frank Reich back in the day.
Yes.
Because Frank Reich was cool being a backup quarterback forever to Jim Kelly, and then ultimately ended up, you know, being a huge part of some of their playoff runs, et cetera, as we all remember. So, for Davis, I could see him becoming a guy that maybe becomes the standard backup quarterback year in and year out in C.J. Stroud's sidekick. Gary Kubiak in Denver back in the day, and it's a nice thing to have. But if he does want to go out and make a life for himself, that he can be a valuable trade piece at some point.
He could. I mean, he's going to make a lot of money for many, many years being a backup if he wants. You know, like if that's what the league decides that he is, he'll make more than the $5 million he's making this year, probably, when he goes on the market.
In that Chase Daniel zone.
Yeah, for
you know,
sure.
Where coaches really like you and they feel like they can rely on you. One of the big things is being a good resource for the starter, too.
Yep.
I say this all the time. I hate it. One of the things I hate seeing on Twitter is when somebody who's like Orlovsky, somebody will try to, you know, argue against Orlovsky's point by saying you weren't a good NFL quarterback. I 100% enjoy hearing from career backup quarterbacks more than from starters, because in general, the career backup quarterbacks have had exposure to more schemes. If they make it a long time as a backup, they've had to do it because of their brains, because they don't have the same physical skills as everybody else. And they've got a better understanding of football in the sum total, more so than a lot of the really good quarterbacks. They've just seen more. So, you know, Davis, we know he's smart enough, and it's just a matter of whether the actual play on the field in regular season games is also justifiable enough.
Yeah, look, and I think it's we should note that the one time since D'Amico Ryans got here, granted it was 2 years ago, but the one time they needed a backup quarterback, they shoved Davis Mills aside for Case Keenum. You know, and but that was 2 years ago. You know, Case isn't here anymore. Davis is clearly the backup on this team. There's not a third stringer that's got the pelts on the wall, or even close, that Case Keenum does or did. I'm going to ask you the same question. Seth, Clint and I went through this exercise in the postgame show the other day, on Saturday. And if Davis Mills had to play a 17-game season for this version of the Houston Texans, this defense, this group of weapon, the whole thing. You're just basically just removing C.J. Stroud and you're plugging Davis Mills into this simulation that's going through your brain right now. I put the over-under for wins because it's 9.5 right now with C.J. Stroud as the quarterback. That's the total in Vegas. If you want to bet over-under on the Texans, you might have to risk a little bit more on the over, but that's where the number has settled in, 9.5. So they're largely viewed to be somewhere hovering between 9-8 and 10-7. I posed it to Clint. I kind of did a Price is Right style. I said, all right, well, let's start 6.5. Clint, over. All right, 7.5, over. 8.5. And that's the one he had to stop and think on. Are the Texans a 9-8 team, or are they an 8-9 team with Davis Mills in the eyes of Clint Sterner? Now, I'm probably going through this exercise, and if you're playing along in your car, you stopped at 6.5, and some of you may have even said under. They're a 5-12 team with Davis Mills. What are you doing here? C.J. Stroud's the 39th best player in the NFL, according to his peers. Where do you come out on that? What do you think this team would look like?
I would say as objectively as possible.
Yeah.
I might take the over at 6.5.
Okay.
A lot of it's just going to depend on whether they can actually get the run game
going
this year.
For sure.
If they can get the run game going, then I would up it a lot, and it'd be based more on the because if you take the average NFL team and put an average NFL quarterback out there, then 8.5 wins is right where you're sitting for how many the quarterback is going to win or lose. And I don't think Davis is as good as the average NFL starting quarterback right now. So I would have it. I mean, so I might talk myself into 7.5 or so, but I think like the most backup quarterbacks who don't have over the top physical skills that could sustain them on some drive. If you got an athletic quarterback there who can be an X factor or a guy who's great improvisationally or something and still take care of the ball, then that's a little bit more intriguing. But I think that you get him in there to steer the ship. And over a course of 4 games, if you could go 500 because your game plan specifically and throw in a few wrinkles, then I think that's the best shot.
If the
run game is better this year, then it's different. But
7.5 feels about right, and it would come down to me like, okay, what do I have to risk? Like if I bet over like 8-9 on the season, and like risking 100 gets me back 150 or something like that, like I might take a flyer on that. Like if the you know I'm if I'm getting plus money back on it. But that the bottom line is, like, I guess my overall point, to follow up on what you just said, Tom Moore used to say about, hey, we lose our starter, we're effed anyways. I don't think this team is effed if they lose C.J. Stroud for a few weeks. You know, I think Davis Mills can come in and run a steady ship and go 2-2 in four games.
Little experiment I did was just kind of looking at Jameis Winston versus Davis Mills over the last few years.
Yeah.
And in a lot of respects, they're very, very similar. I mean, touchdowns to interceptions.
Yep.
Jameis had 33 touchdowns to 23 interceptions. Oh, I added 2020 for Jameis there, too. So
yeah.
I was off by a year. But Davis, touchdowns to interceptions, he's at 35-25.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah,
and I think Davis – now, Jameis has been an older quarterback with experience and a proven quarterback, but you throw in different systems and schemes and everything. I'm at about a Jameis level of – Jameis Winston level of confidence with Davis.
Can I play a quick game of gut reaction, rapid fire with you right now with five names?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we're going to say, would I prefer this guy or Davis?
Or Davis Mills, right. This is rapid fire. Okay, you ready? Jimmy Garoppolo or Davis Mills?
Garoppolo.
Kirk Cousins or Davis Mills?
Mills. Just because of health and health alone.
Daniel Jones or Davis Mills?
You're a bastard.
Just get a reaction.
Daniel Jones, I'm intrigued by the... Yeah,
okay, Daniel Jones. Gardner Minshew or Davis Mills?
Minshew.
Tanner McKee or Davis Mills?
Mills.
Kenny Pickett or Davis Mills?
Mills.
Malik Willis or Davis Mills?
Mills.
Marcus Mariota or Davis Mills?
Mills.
Mac Jones or Davis Mills?
Mac Jones.
Okay, so now, those CBSSports.com had an article with the top 10 backup quarterbacks, and Davis Mills is nowhere to be found in this article. They even had five honorable mentions. Those were the top nine I'll just round out the top 10. Sam Howell or Davis Mills? We just saw Sam Howell in a game on Saturday, Minnesota.
Boy, QB sneak machine. I'd take Davis Mills.
Davis Mills. So of the top 10, the top three or four, you preferred them. Once you got to Tanner McKee, it was pretty much all Davis Mills. So that tells me Mills... I think it's safe to say top 10 backup quarterback in the NFL, I think. If this is what CBS is saying,
they had
in the
Malik
top
10. Willis on there?
Malik Willis, seventh on there, yeah.
Did I miss something in Green Bay last year compared to what he had done in Tennessee?
I don't think so.
How the hell are they putting Malik Willis on there?
I have no idea. No idea, man.
That's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
I'll
tell you what I'll do.
I mean, I watched him play a game where they didn't allow him to pass the ball in an entire half of football.
Against the Texans, it was incredible. Yeah. Real quick, Malik Willis has a very small sample size as a fill-in, but relocating from the Titans' crumbling offense to Green Bay quickly proved his gifts are transferable to the NFL.
Yeah.
He was ultra efficient using both his legs and dealing the rock in place of an injured Jordan Love in 2024. So he got better.
And it wasn't like they didn't pass the ball at all. He went 2-0 last year. So, all right, I got to rethink Malik Willis. I honestly had not even acknowledged anything he did in Green Bay or acknowledged the cesspool that Tennessee was.
But okay. Mills lives in this neighborhood, right? I mean, Mills lives in the same neighborhood with these guys, I think. I think he's as good as a handful of these guys that they have in the top 10 on this article. All right, if you're an Astros fan, you woke up in a spot where you haven't been in a while this season. We'll talk about that. Do we feel better about Spencer Arrighetti last night or the game where he gave up 6 runs in 3 2/3 innings? We'll discuss that. A little Astros talk coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.